In 1898, King Leopold II of Belgium established the Royal Museum for Central Africa in Tervuren, just outside Brussels. This museum was built as a monument to what he described as his civilizing mission in darkest Africa, but in reality was a shrine of nationalistic pride to some of Europe's greatest colonial crimes. The Congo Free State, modern-day Democratic Republic of the Congo, was not run by the Belgian government. It was instead the personal fiefdom of King Leopold and saw atrocities that included death for not meeting quotas, chopping off hands for theft of supplies, and the infamous actions of Léon Rom, an administrator who famously decorated his flower beds at his house with the severed heads of 21 Congolese. But in a post-slavery world, atrocities like this became unacceptable to Europeans, and hence the museum was created, to showcase what Leopold saw as the benefits of his personal colony amidst mounting international pressure. Even Sherlock Holmes author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle dedicated a book to exposing these atrocities. It was called The Crime of the Congo and was one of the first anti-colonial pieces of literature to capture the public imagination in Western Europe. To quote Doyle's opinion on the Congo, "Under their old savage regime, the tribes were infinitely happier, richer, and more advanced than they are today. If they should return undisturbed to such an existence, the situation would be free from all that lowering of the ideals of the white race which is implied by a Belgian occupation. We may start with a good heart, therefore, since whatever happens must be for the better." The museum, therefore, was a relic upon its opening, and the exhibits ranged from statues of animals to preserved plants and ancient weapons. But the most disturbing part of this museum came in the form of human zoos.
One pygmy patriarch or chief, one adult woman, preferably his wife, one adult man, preferably his son, one adult woman, the wife of the last or daughter of the first, one female youth unmarried, one female youth unmarried not nearly related to the last, two infants of women in the expedition, a priestess and a priest, or medicine doctors, preferably old, all of the above 12 to be pygmies.
This was a list that was read out by the descendant of the man who was given those instructions from Belgium on his journey to the Congo. This was common of a list given to explorers of the 19th and 20th century who would coerce the Congolese to be displayed at the museum, with the last display seen at the 1958 Brussels World Fair. Today, the museum is under renovation and plans to reopen in June 2018. Director Guido Griesels says he will open a new museum that is no longer a monument to a sordid history.
Some people say that we're the last colonial museum in the world. We want to become a window on contemporary Africa, and therefore our permanent exhibition needs to change dramatically. We will change it in a thematic way, and we will make sure that our museum in the future focuses on the Africa of today and its problems and challenges of tomorrow.
Griesels remarked that when he arrived at the museum in 2001, the exhibitions were almost unchanged since the 1920s, and the walls were covered in quotes celebrating colonialism as a moral duty and proclaiming the Belgians were bringing light where there is darkness. He says most Belgians only experience Africa from this museum, and for many years the only information they got was that the white man is more civilized than the black man. Even in schools until recently, the curriculum centered around three words: we brought civilization. Though there are voices from black Belgians to tear the museum down due to the history, Griesels says his job is to use the museum to tell a new story of Belgium in the Congo, a story that celebrates the culture and traditions of the Congolese whilst acknowledging the actions and crimes of Belgian colonists. On opening day, the Minister of Foreign Affairs is set to give a speech in the presence of the Belgian royal family. This marks a shift in how Belgium sees its colonial past, as in years gone by, the topic was taboo. Griesels notes that Belgium has yet to take responsibility for the narrative that Belgians are superior to blacks and the harm it has done. And though he says it's slowly changing, it will take time. The reinvention of the Royal Museum of Central Africa has the potential to set a precedent. What was once a racist colonial vanity project of King Leopold II is now aspiring to be a centre of learning and historical education surrounding the connection between Congo and Belgium. If it sees success in its new form, we may see the same process applied to other colonial landmarks and institutions within Belgium and abroad. Colin Nell, 95 BFM News.